The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're being told that local Zika outbreaks in the United States are going to be a reality and, quote-unquote, likely. According to Fox News, they say the United States is likely to see outbreaks of the Zika virus and dozens of scores of people affected, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The U.S., they say, have seen already more than 350 cases of people who were infected abroad and then returned to the country, but has yet to confirm a case where somebody was actually infected within its borders. According to Dr. Fauci, this is likely to change. He says it is likely that we will have what is called a local outbreak. So the Zika outbreak, obviously declared in Brazil last year, spreading through the Americas, causing thousands of cases of microcephaly, which has been confirmed as a definite that Zika does cause microcephaly, which is a rare birth defect where the baby is born with a small head size and poor brain development. The World Health Organization declared a global health emergency back in February. Now, again, Zika is spread by mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is kind of a resilient one. It could also be spread by sexual contact. Pregnant women are at risk, but also any of us, because it could give adults Guillain-Barré syndrome, and there's another neurological disorder that mimics multiple sclerosis that it gives us. Right now, in the last week or two, we have not heard a change in terms of how many states. Still, they say Zika is, the mosquito is present in about 30 U.S. states. So Fauci said he expected to see someone bitten by a mosquito here contract Zika, but he does not expect a large number of people to fall ill. He said it would not be surprising at all that we're going to see a bit of that. We're talking about scores of cases, dozens of cases at most. He's being optimistic. I wouldn't put a number on it. I always kind of feel guilty superstitious about putting a number on something that we shouldn't. I'm not sure where this is going, okay? I mean, I understand Brazil, very hot, very muggy. I get that. I also understand that, you know, this mosquito, you know, doesn't really like to, you know, I don't know. It doesn't like the drier weather that we have or the colder weather. I get that. But, you know, something's not right. The outbreak shouldn't have happened anyway, you know, in Brazil. Even with the, with the weather and with the, I mean, in this day and age, to have an outbreak like this causing thousands of babies to be neurologically debilitated and disabled, something's not right. I guess my problem with this is the unpredictability of it. Now, Ebola, very, very scary what happened there. And, there was a little bit of a predictable pattern, okay? We knew it kills, okay? We knew it's easily spread, so you had to quarantine like crazy. But that was person-to-person contact. How do you quarantine mosquito? How do you get rid of a mosquito population? And that's what is really bothering me about this. I don't think we have a clue on how to approach this in terms of, I mean, vaccination is probably the best because you are not going to be able to get rid of the mosquito. And in fact, there's a theory out there that one of the reasons why we're in this mess is because we did start messing with mosquitoes. So once we started messing with mosquitoes, we brought this on ourselves. So I'm really reluctant to say, you know what, we're just going to have a dozen or so cases. And I know many people think we're crying wolf because of what happened with the whole Ebola thing. And we didn't cry wolf with Ebola. That scared the heck out of us. And we had to prepare. We were caught with our pants down. Now we need to have our poop together. And we know that. So here's Zika. And maybe, you know, you could stand next to a Zika patient and not die from it. But losing a generation of babies is devastating. Absolutely devastating for the babies and even for our evolution. So this is something that's, it's just weird. I mean, it is, and it's spreading like crazy. And, you know, and, okay, so we're doing Nevada Blood Donation Day this Saturday. I'm going to be on News 3 actually showing you guys how to donate blood. So for those of you who live in town where my headquarters are, I'm going to be showing everybody how to donate blood. It's really easy. I'm going to be sitting there going, okay, I'm not as scared of the needle. I got this. I've been drinking up as much water as possible right now. Because I got to hydrate. You have to hydrate. You know, if you've been to a Zika, country or you've been exposed, you know, we don't want you to donate blood for at least a month. So, now that's starting to mess with our stores of blood. So this is not something to, I mean, there's going to be ramifications. It's in semen. It's carried sexually. So now we're concerned that somebody could go and travel. They came back from spring break and now they could give it to somebody. And many of you guys aren't getting tested. It's one of those viruses like AIDS or HIV, where you have absolutely no idea that you have it. So if you have absolutely no idea that you have it, because only 4 out of 5 people actually, you know, become afflicted with any sort of symptoms, now you're spreading it. So I really foresee this being bad. And, I mean, I'm hoping it doesn't. I would rather we be prepared. I know we only have X amount of dollars, but, you know, I see the money the government spends. Just tell them to spend a little less money on Michelle Obama's gowns and a little bit more money on this reason. And listen, if I ever ran for president, okay, I would probably wear TJ Maxx. I think TJ Maxx looks great on me. I'm not going to sit here and I don't know. I understand she's first lady, she gets to dress nice, but, you know, for any president, everyone's like, oh, Dahlia, you didn't rip on Barbara Bush. I don't know if Barbara Bush wore thousands of dollars of gowns, but if she did, I would probably tell her, lady, you know, that money could go elsewhere spent. It really could. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was a pretty interesting headline, all right? Apparently, there's a diabetes drug that is we are finding can prevent you from cancer if you're a diabetic. Now, already being diabetic puts you at risk for cancer. We've talked about this a lot on the show. So if it's not bad enough that you're dealing with diabetes, we have now the risk that you getting cancer because of you being diabetic. And diabetic women especially are at higher risk for breast cancer, for colon cancer, for endometrial cancer. And so, you know, this being behind the eight ball, to me, the story's getting old. Yeah, and I'm very scared because everybody in my family has diabetes, and I know it's coming. I'm just not looking forward to it. I'm really kind of freaked out because I really love my sugar and my Hershey's Kisses and my ding-dongs and my I don't know. What else do I eat? I like, I'm still eating Peeps. Apparently there was a lot of like, there was a lot of candy from Easter that hasn't been, completely bought up in stores. And so, I mean, look, it's not going to go old as long as the package is closed. You know, you can get some Peeps. So, I'm still eating some Peeps. So don't tell anybody. All right. So anyway, so they did a study now. This is pretty fascinating. Where, let me get it right now. Okay, I'm having an issue here. All right. Where the metformin, the metformin, one of my favorite medications for diabetes, could significantly lower the chances of cancer deaths in menopausal women. Now, the study was published in the International Journal of Cancer. It was conducted using data from 146,000 postmenopausal women during the Women's Health Initiative study between 1993 and 1998. It found that women who suffer from type 2 diabetes was at greater risk of developing cancer, but for those taking metformin, the risk dropped. So, if you had diabetes, you were more at risk for cancer. Unless you took metformin, the risk dropped. So, the researchers found that by having type 2 diabetes, all the participants, everyone, had a 25 to 35% higher risk of developing colon and endometrial cancer, as well as lymphoma, showing that type 2 diabetes obviously causes a massive increase in further developing cancer. Now, there's a lot of drugs for diabetes. There's sulfonylureas, which helps stimulate the pancreas to shoot out more insulin. There's metformin. There's insulin. There's some new classes that deal with the incretin effect, and we've talked about that. But there's a variety of different ways to attack diabetes and to get the sugar where it needs to go. Metformin is one of the least expensive, one of the highest tolerated, and the most popular. With metformin, however, you need to still watch your kidneys. Now, lead author Xing Hong Gong from the Roswell Park Center Institute states that more research needs to be done to show whether there is a strong link between the drug and reduced cancer deaths. If so, I think a lot of people need to be on metformin anyway, especially for those of us who are pre-diabetic. So if we start people on metformin and it actually prevents cancer development, this could be, a godsend. This could be, wow, the answer to cancer prevention. Now, my guess is metformin deals with fat. It helps, it cuts your appetite down, it deals with your insulin resistance, and so it affects hormone production. So my guess is that's how it works. It's not that, it finds cancer and it'll destroy the cell. But it's very interesting nonetheless. And so, you know, if we could use this for people prone to colon cancer and diabetes, it'll be interesting. And they do need to do a study to see, you know, people on metformin if they are lower risk for cancer overall. My mother-in-law died of a pancreatic biliary cancer. I blame diet soda. I just don't know if she was on metformin. I thought she was. And then I remember they put her on insulin. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of you go into the restroom to go to the bathroom, and a small portion of you actually wash your hands afterwards, so thank you. However, here's another study saying those jet hand dryers blast bacteria around the bathroom, and they have more impact on the average public bathroom than drying your hands quickly and thoroughly. Remember when we were growing up as kids, there was a dispenser that had a towel, and you were supposed to pull it down and then dry your hands, but if it didn't work, you ended up drying your hands on other people's wet area that they dried on. Yeah, that was, okay, those are probably the worst thing, okay, for the bathroom. Then these blow dryers come next. And they say a team of researchers at the University of Westminster set out studying exactly how effective the different hand dryer types were in minimizing bacteria levels. They deliberately exposed their hands to a harmless virus in order to then dry them using a variety of methods. They experimented with paper towels, standard hot air hand dryers, and the latest jet dryers. I guess they're known as air blades. The result of the study was quite revealing, and I guess the jet air hand dryer blasted that virus a full 10 feet across the room while your hands were being dried. So if you stand there with your mouth open, okay, you're going to be at risk. They say, and I think they also said that the paper towel dispenser also got hit because the blow dryer blew it onto the paper towel. They say in the case of standard hot air hand dryers, the virus spread was 75 centimeters, while paper towels led to the virus spread just 25 centimeters. So, these hand dryers, the purpose of them being there is to save germs and all that. It just sprayed it all over the place. They say a prior study from the University of Leeds warned that hotter hand dryers are the single most unhygienic approach to drying hands imaginable. They say next time you try drying your hands in a public toilet using an electric hand dryer, you may be spreading bacteria without knowing it, splattering bugs from other people's hands. So, and then, of course, the paper towel in the area. I say come on in with your own towel. By the way, they say 88% of unused paper towels have bacteria. So, people grab paper towel, and sometimes if they grab it from the little upper end, and then they'll touch, if they don't grab it from the bottom, but they touch other people's paper towel, you're getting other people's bacteria on it. I don't know what the answer is. Walk around with hand sanitizer? I don't know. But that could cause problems in and of itself. But this is just another study going, look, what we spend money on thinking that we're, helping the world or we're saving the world from bacteria, we're not. See, we had a problem. We had to go to those types of, hand dryers, just the one where you hit the button, because your average kid liked to sock up the toilet with paper towel. And so the plumber comes because the bathroom was overflowing, and he goes, some kid stuck a whole bunch of paper towel into your toilet and flushed. And it's going to cost $30,000 to fix the plumbing because it's way deep. And, we got a new plumber with a cheaper quote. But we were like, are you kidding me? You can't just snake in there and do that? No. But you know what? As a kid, I did the same thing. I remember visiting my grandfather at the hospital. I think it was at Scottsdale Memorial. I forget. And I remember bored. And I was sitting there waiting in the waiting room. And one of the girls I became friends with, there was a girl running around. So we went to the bathroom. And she showed me how to clog up the toilets. And so I did it because it sounded really fun, where you clogged up, where you just threw stuff in the toilets and clogged the toilets. I was really influenced very easily back then. This is, everybody has, a part of a life when they were a criminal. This was mine. When I was like a, 9-year-old kid, filling toilets up with toilet paper and sanitary bags. Yeah, so I remember my mom comes in because apparently somebody tattled. Somebody walked in and then tattled. So my mom comes in. Oh, my gosh, I was scared. And she opens up one of the doors of the toilets, and you see a bag circling around, floating around, because it was one of the bags from sanitary napkins. She gave me home, and she took me home, gave me the biggest whooping of my life. And it just was, yeah. So, toilets. Where was I going with this? We're talking about toilets. We're talking about paper towels. Oh, yeah. So I stopped having paper towels in my office bathroom because people were, unfortunately, clogging up the toilet, and that's expensive. So hand dryer. And I am not the biggest fan of hand dryers. I can't stand them. I actually just wipe them on my the back of my pants. But anyway. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right. When we come back, oh, boy. All right. There is a new CMS model, right, that incentivizes providers towards value-based care. I'm completely insulted that you need to incentivize me. And McDonald's now, who's supposed to be trying to tout healthy, I guess, is going to offer bottomless all-you-can-eat French fries? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
you. Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Comprehensive Primary Care Plus program for Medicare beneficiaries was announced by CMS is regionally based multi-payer care delivery and alternative payment model that rewards value and quality through an innovative payment structure to support comprehensive primary care. Am I the only one that thinks this is ridiculous? The model will offer two tracks with incrementally advanced care delivery requirements and payment options to meet the diverse needs of primary care practices. Okay, before we even begin with this, as a doctor, okay, I am insulted. So insulted that you have to come up with a variety of different models that would reward me choosing to give quality care What the heck are you guys talking about? If I'm not a good doctor, then patients aren't going to come and see me, and I will be pushed out of the market, okay? If you are a bad doctor and you screw up on people, you don't give quality of care, and people don't get better, you're eventually going to lose your license, or you're not going to practice anymore. Okay? But if you took the Hippocratic Oath and you went through the thousands of days that it took to become a doctor and multiple years, almost thousands of years, but multiple years to become a doctor and thousands upon thousands of dollars to become a doctor, I think it is ridiculous that after going through all that, we are going to stop, stand still, and wait for you to incentivize us to give quality care. Every piece of care I give is quality care. I am not going to treat my patients halfway. And if, let's say, I am in the middle of a crisis with the office having, let's say, a power outage or a family member or whatever, I will reschedule that patient, or I will tell the patient to go to an emergency room, or I will redirect the patient so they get care if I can't that particular day give them care. So I think this is absolutely stupid that they are spending money, spending time, making payment models. If I saw the patient, you pay me. That we just got to get rid of insurance altogether. Guys, if you want to see the doctor, you pay the doctor, then have the insurance reimburse you. We may have to do that. And doctors are going to have to lower the rates. We're not going to be able to charge $300 for a visit. I know the lawyers get away with it. Lawyers can get away with $500 an hour plus. I get that. We can't. We're going to have to charge less to attract you. And if we don't have the right price and we don't give a good product, then we don't get to hang our shingle. And that's just the way it should be. Well, anyway, here we go. CPC Plus will be a 5-year evaluation beginning in January 2017 of what is essentially the Medicaid primary care case management program versus a partial capitation program. Plus payments for healthcare services. So partial capitation program, kind of like HMO. This is according to Managed Healthcare Executive Editorial Advisor Don Hall. Both approaches will employ various pay-for-performance incentives. Pay-for-performance. So now I'm performing. Now I am individual. I mean, this is so dumb. Okay, you should not be practicing medicine if you are not going to perform at your best. And if you don't feel you can perform at your best, if you have the flu that day or you have a migraine, you need to do your due diligence and recluse yourself. Is that the word for it? Recuse yourself from administering care that day. Okay, one day I had a very bad period. And the cramps were horrible, and it was almost like Niagara Falls. I fell into the wall twice. I had lost that much blood. I stopped seeing patients that day. Okay? That's just what you do. If you can't perform, you don't perform. Okay? All right, so they say here, CPC Plus builds on a previous pilot program developed under the Affordable Care Act. I wanted to know who was the brainiac behind this. The Comprehensive Primary Care Initiative, according to Hall. CMS says the initiative can accommodate up to 5,000 practices, which would encompass more than 20,000 providers and 25 million patients across the country. CPC Plus will include 2 primary care practice tracks with incrementally advanced care delivery requirements. Okay, who is telling me how to deliver care? Who is staffing this? I know how to deliver care. I'm the doctor. I went to medical school. You don't tell me how to deliver care. If I think somebody has a tumor and I want to hunt for it because something's not right, get the hell out of my way. Anyway. Okay, I'm getting ticked off. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. According to Medical Economics in Track 1, practices will receive a monthly care management fee from CMS in addition to fee-for-service payments under the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule. That's maybe a little more than what we were getting before. In Track 2, practices will also receive a monthly care management fee, but instead of full fee-for-service payments, they will receive what CMS describes as a hybrid of reduced Medicare fee-for-service payments and upfront comprehensive primary care payments for those services. So their goal is to allow practices more flexibility in delivering care outside of the traditional face-to-face encounter. None of this flexibility. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're going to allow us flexibility? You are allowing us flexibility in how we take care of our patient, get the hell out of the room. Get out of the way. Let me handle my patients. Let me take care of my patients using what I was gosh darn trained to do. I mean, I tell students now all the time, I mean, you know, you can't be thinking about the money you're making per patient, because a lot of the patients you're going to be seeing, you're doing for free. What you need to concentrate on is treating every single patient the exact same way, okay? Many of us have no idea what we're getting reimbursed. That's why people say doctors are bad business people, but I, on the contrary, okay? I don't want to know what I'm getting paid to see you. I really don't. I don't think that has any bearing. I don't think it means a gosh darn bit of, I don't think it has any factor. It shouldn't be factored at all into the equation on how I'm going to take care of you. If an insurance company is only going to pay me $2 or $7 because they're assuming you have a larger copay, I don't want to know. I don't care. It's not about the $2. I need to make sure you're going to live. I need to make sure you're healthy. That's what I was born to do, and that's why I was trained to do. Yes, it's frustrating when you find out what you get paid. It's very, very frustrating. But I don't think a doctor should know what, you know, maybe that's why I loved ER so much. The patients just rolled in, and I take care of them. And another one came in. Hi, how's it going? Hey, Bob. You know, what did you do this time? It didn't even matter. Okay, now, I understand it matters to the hospital because you order tests. And they could unfortunately lose money. I understand money does make the world go around. But I don't want to know how much I'm making from you, from seeing you. I don't want to, I mean, one thing I really love about my new job at Toro is I get to help the underserved. I don't make any extra money no matter which patient population I help. I'm going to take care of you. Now, mind you, a lot of us do like to be incentivized. So I don't want to mess it up for the private physicians out there. It stinks when you have a choice between seeing 60 patients a day and 30 patients a day. You know, you're not going to want to see the 60. It's hard enough to see 30 a day. So, I mean, but that's why I like the old way of doing things. Okay? You get paid for every patient you see. All right? And you give good care. And the patient will come back. And they'll live. You won't get sued for malpractice. And then they could get reimbursed by insurance companies or I don't know. The whole system is messed up. And seeing this is so insulting. It makes it sound like we doctors aren't going to do anything without getting paid. And look, we're not going to work for free. But get rid of all these systems. Get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act. Let patients and doctors deal with themselves. We lower the rates and use insurance for very expensive care, you know, from hospitals and surgeries. That's the way it should be. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a bottomless brunch and mimosas may be, I guess, a way that they're saying, okay, I don't think McDonald's is going to do mimosas, all right? But I guess they say McDonald's of the future is trying to cater to these millennials who like mimosas, I guess, and bottomless brunches. I guess they're talking about, like, buffets, I guess. And one of the McDonald's, I believe this is going to be in Mound City, Missouri, will have a bottomless French fry sort of promotion. It's going to be a 6,500-square-foot restaurant, open in July, and it will feature, I guess, let me see here. I apologize. I'm having some major computer issues. I read it. I just don't remember anything more than them just having, like, all-you-can-eat fries. There's going to be kiosks to make it easier for people to go through the hundreds of different choices to build the burgers of their dreams. So now it's going to be like have it your way at Burger King, except with McDonald's. You could also do your chicken sandwiches a certain way. And they say, don't worry, the kiosks will not be replacing jobs and that the company plans to hire 85 new employees. Yeah, right. Eventually, these kiosks are going to take over all our jobs. And then there's, okay, so they're showing us the layout. It's really nice, very pretty looking, a lot of computers. Okay, that's very, very nice. And then there's supposed to be bottomless fries. All right. Let me see here. And, you know, somebody plays a bottomless fries, okay? I guess McDonald's has 14,000 franchises across the country, has begun phasing out the premium McWraps, which was a low-calorie alternative. I know, that McWraps was almost as bad as the McPizza in the 80s. There soon may be a feature where McDonald's customers not only get their hash browns at any hour of the day, but they could also get their fries whenever they want. Oh, yeah, those McWraps really stunk. Yeah, those are really stupid. You know what? They tried. They tried to do the healthy thing. But people don't go to McDonald's for healthy. Okay? They don't. They go to McDonald's because they want something fast. They want something salty. They want something tasty. I happen to really like the McDonald's taste. I do. The thing is when I was watching the commercial on the fries, I was getting sick looking at it. I couldn't look at French fries. Not just McDonald's, just I'm scared of that kind of food. I'm at the age where I gotta be scared of that kind of food. Something also very scary is Sports Chalet. I live in Las Vegas, and so news broke that Las Vegas Sports Chalet locations were closing. Now, Sports Chalet's parent company, Vestas Retail Group of Connecticut, had no press announcements on its website, nor did their parent company, Versa Capital Management of Philadelphia. A woman who answered the phone at Sports Chalet's California headquarters Friday afternoon refused to comment and hung up on the reporter. So we've been told that stores in Nevada, Arizona, California, Utah are closing. I also heard somewhere that the whole chain is, but I was under the impression they were just going to go to internet. I thought a while back they had said that they were going to, sales. Vestas added, I guess, Vestas bought Sports Chalet in August 2014 for $70 million. It included $52 million in debt. He added the chain to its Eastern Mountain Sports and Bob's Stores brands. Oh, they own Bob's. Creating a there's also a sports store with a four-letter word that I can't say. That's a very blank sporting goods. Yeah, everybody makes fun of that online. But it's a good store. Sports Chalet, it's the nickname for Richard, okay? Sports Chalet strengthens our position in the active lifestyle and outdoor categories, provides scale from which to grow. I got mad because when I heard that Sports Chalet was closing, we immediately went to the stores, you know, to get any deals. And I guess even with the quote-unquote 10% off, it was still it's expensive. I mean, I like Sports Chalet. Sports Authority missed a $20 million debt payment in January and filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in March. They plan to close 140 of their stores, about a third of their 450 locations. Analysts blame Sports Authority woes on the shift to online retailers. That's what we've been talking about for a long time. Online retailers are the way to, I mean, this is where people are shopping now. This is where it's, I know we're just talking sporting goods stores, but that's just a small symptom of a big problem. And as these stores close, we lose jobs. As we lose jobs, we, I lose more jobs. And so it's a very, snowball effect. And I mean, I'm not surprised by the very least. I don't know how to stop it. I mean, you know, I don't know how to, increase the economy with online internet stores. I don't know how to do that. Commercial real estate is going to take the biggest fall. When your commercial real estate market starts to drop, you know, just like with the housing market, it's, you know, wow. All right. Speaking of money, we are supposed to any day now hear who is going to be replacing Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. It is going to be a woman representing the struggle for racial equality from what we found out. We don't know exactly if it's going to be Harriet Tubman or Rosa Parks. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew will announce this week that Alexander Hamilton will remain on the $10 bill, but Andrew Jackson will be off the $20 bill in favor of a woman from American history. The announcement will come around a year after the online petition called for Jackson to be replaced with a woman, and 10 months after Lou announced that he wanted to replace Hamilton instead. But support for, I guess, the founding father to stay picked up steam, and I guess there was a Broadway hit musical, Hamilton. So Andrew Jackson is the one going to be pushed off. Rather than removing Hamilton from the $10 bill, the rear of the note will instead feature a mural depicting women's suffrage. And Jackson will be off in favor of a woman representing the fight for racial equality. Yeah, because I'm like, you know, wow, let's collect the $20 bills now. And then I guess it's not going to be worth a lot. It's not going to be worth a lot of money. We just have to, the new $20 bills, I mean, you may want to save if you want to sell something on Pawn Stars later. Maybe save the first cut of the new $20 bills. We could do that. They say the new $20 note, though, won't be issued till 2030 at the earliest. They say the blue security ribbon on the $100 note took over 15 years to develop. Are you kidding me? This is according to CNN. This level of technology is why our counterfeiting remains at less than 0.1% of currency in circulation. We should not expedite the issuance of any currency for political purposes. As well as the $10 and $20 bill, the $5 is going to also see changes. They say Abraham Lincoln will remain on the front, but the rear of the $5 bill will show a selection of notable historical monuments that have taken place at the Lincoln Memorial. No names for the $20 bill new arrival, so we don't know if it's going to be Harriet Tubman or Rosa Parks. But the website who hosted a position, I guess, has, I think, Harriet Tubman in the lead. Jackson was originally selected for replacement because of the Indian Removal Act, which forced Native Americans out of their territories, which led to the Trail of Tears. Now, U.S. dollars or U.S. bills have not featured a woman as a central image since the First Lady Martha Washington appeared on the dollar silver certificate from 1891 to 1896. So for them to change money around, and for them to do that, we are looking at 17 years from now. Now, their excuse is, well, this is how we prevent counterfeiting. Okay, to me, it means you guys are purposely going so slow. See, here's the thing, okay? All right, I've done this, where I finish a task so quickly that then they give you a new task. But if you sit there and take forever on that task, they don't give you a new task. Look, I remember I had to do side work when I waited tables. And I would be cleaning up, and if they saw that I was done, they'd say, oh, go do this. But if I was sitting there really working hard on that one task, you know? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.